Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.
Thank you. Well, hello, everyone. It's me, your host of Off Limits, Donovan, coming at you from Dallas, Texas, as always. Just checking in with you people, just say hello. I wasn't going to have a show, just had one impromptu, so we'll see how it goes. I'll have an hour, I'll have 2 hours, I'll have 5 minutes. We'll see what happens tonight. Anyway, if you want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160. You can call in anytime during the show. I'm happy to take your call. So it was Mother's Day weekend this weekend, and today the hubby and I went out with my mom. We took her to Outback Steakhouse. That's where she wanted to go, so that's where we took her. And got her a gift and some flowers and card and that kind of stuff, you know. And had a good time. We drove down to my grandmother's grave, which is about 60 miles outside of Dallas. She died in 2009, and I miss her very much. But anyway, it was weird to see her nameplate there finally. It took them forever to get it because it was bronze or something, and they had to, like, make it. It was really stupid. But anyway, so I did that, and we hung out, watched TV, whatever. That's about it. So really nothing else to report, just the usual, same old, same old. So outside of that, nothing to really say. So I guess I'll chat with Callie since nobody else is around. Not that I wouldn't chat with her anyway. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I just got back from covering a stabbing.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
It was crazy. About, like, 7, 8 o'clock, or 7, like, 7:45, 8 o'clock, I guess some 17-year-old stabbed her mom and dad. Mm-hmm. Dad was airlifted to the hospital. Mom died on scene.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy. The whole town was there.
Right. Of course, because there's only a few people. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, that's horrible. So, yeah. Of course, you don't know any of the details yet, but I guess she was mad at her for some reason, obviously. Or
I heard, like, people were, like, talking. I guess the neighbor saying that she was a nice girl, and then I heard, like, the cops say, you know.
Saying she was what?
A nice girl.
A nice girl, yeah. Apparently not.
And, like, apparently, yeah. I didn't see her. I heard she was in the back of the cop car. I didn't see her. I didn't see a deceased body. The only thing I saw was somebody put in the ambulance and taken away. And, of course, the air ambulance came. And, you know, I wasn't at the air ambulance situation. But, yeah, everyone in town is Facebooking me. And it's like, what's going on? What happened? I was like, calm down.
But. Wow. That is so weird, though. So what did you have to do when you were there? I mean, what did you have to do exactly?
Well, I actually found out on Twitter. I have a friend who does, like, news, like, around here, like, in Modesto and stuff like that. And so I found on Twitter, and then I heard the sirens. I run outside, and I'm like, yeah, get in the car! So we got in the car, and I actually ran down the street, and then, like, it wasn't in my general area. It was, like, 3 blocks over. So I, like, got in the car, and we took off, and we saw it. And then, like, I was, like, I've never really did anything like that. I've always, like, driven by stuff. And I heard that you can kind of get in trouble if you, like, follow cop cars and stuff like that. I was like, Dad, don't get too close. I don't want to get a ticket or anything. He's like, calm down. I was like, no. And so I actually finally, like, got the courage to go up, and I was, like, taking pictures, and then I took video, and I sent it to a friend who works for news.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that the media is going to be in town tomorrow because it's 17-year-old. It's kind of big.
Right. Yeah, it's very big, and they're going to want to know eventually, is she going to be tried as an adult or, you know, a teenager or kid, whatever, and all that kind of stuff. So sometimes they actually, when those kind of cases happen, the kids who – or teenagers, you know, especially when they're kind of on the cusp, they can try them as an adult, even though they're teenagers, so that can be bad.
Well,
but, I mean,
17,
yeah.
I don't know how close she is to 18.
Yeah, I know she's 17, but I'm just saying that even though she's a teenager and still technically a minor, the prosecution can actually go in and request that she be tried as an adult, so she actually goes, because if she actually gets what would happen basically is if she actually got sent to jail as a 17-year-old, she would be in jail until she was 17. I mean, she was 18 essentially, and then she would be out. And so they would try to, if she actually murdered her mother and they could prove it, then they would try to try her as an adult so that she'd have to serve a regular sentence, like a life sentence or whatever. So, yeah, it's really, I mean, that's the thing about the justice system. It's kind of fucked up. But anyway, yeah, so they might try her as an adult. So they should. I wonder what she's so pissed about. And we had a story here in Dallas about a year ago with a mayor. She was the mayor of one of our suburbs. And she was found dead in her daughter. She and her daughter were both found dead in her house. And a gunshot to the head, each of them. And there was a note on the front door that said, please forgive me for what you're about to see. Do not resuscitate. And so they found out after, you know, like a few months, what the deal was the mother was a former mayor. She had just left. She stepped down prematurely from her post as mayor, and she quit. And so what they found out is she had been embezzling all this money from the city. She had been buying her daughter all this stuff, and she had this car. What she did is she gave her daughter this car for her graduation gift. She was about to go to college. She was 17 and that summer. And, this car she gave her was a rental. She rented a car, and she never paid for it and just gave it to her daughter, and she was embezzling all this money. So anyway, what happened is she ended up, it was a murder-suicide. She killed her daughter, then she killed herself because she couldn't face what she'd done and stole the money from the city. So I always wonder what people's motives are when they kill someone. I mean, it's just really frightening to me that a 17-year-old would do that to their own parents. Could you imagine? I mean, I know you don't really care for your parents that much, but can you imagine actually doing that? I could never do that. No matter how much I hated anybody, I just couldn't do it, you know? So
I can't do the blood and guts thing. If someone was trying to kill me, I'd be like, fucker, hell no. And defend myself. But could I do it? No, I'm not that crazy.
Right. I know that you're not. I was just saying, you know, just think of yourself when you're 17 years old and getting frustrated at your parents. I mean, it's like a disconnect, you know, going from the point of being infuriated with my parents and actually murdering them. Would never cross my mind or with anybody. So I always wonder, these people who actually do kill someone, what, you know, drives them to that? Is it insanity or are they just evil? I mean, I don't know, but that's a whole story. Go ahead.
I'm curious. Okay. So there was two people there, the mother and the father. And the 17-year-old, I'm assuming the 17-year-old, you know, I'm thinking as a kid-wise, how is this 17-year-old able to take on her mom and her dad?
Well, they were both home. Is that where they were at home?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she probably shot her mother she probably shot her father first to get him immobilized.
It was a stabbing?
Mm-hmm. Well, she probably went up behind him then. She probably went up behind him and surprised him and stabbed him in the neck. And then, and by the time her mother noticed anything was going, she probably did the same thing to her. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the thing about people who kill people is that the sad thing is, if somebody wants to kill someone, they pretty much can do it. I mean, unless they're stronger or have a gun or some sort of real protection or other people protecting them. I mean, you pretty much can be, you know, killed, and it's sad. But that's like this murder-suicide I told you about. Her daughter didn't even know to hit her. She was on her computer, and she came up behind her, while she was sitting at her computer and shot her in the head. So she had no clue her mother was about to murder her. So that's how they do it, I guess. Yeah. Just frightening. I mean, it's just, wow. And on Mother's Day, mm-hmm. too.
Someone in the crowd, someone said, oh, happy Mother's Day.
Exactly.
And then I was like, oh, shit. Because there was rumblings about it being a domestic violence. So I'm like, okay, domestic violence. You know, I didn't think anyone would die. And then rumbling some more. And then, like, what really killed me, I got the courage to walk up closer, you know, and there was a bunch of people standing there and a bunch of whole, you know, teenagers standing there. And I saw this girl run up to an adult that was, like, behind me and hug her and cry. And then I heard the adult say, oh, I'm sorry. And then I'm like, what? You know, like, I want to know. And so when I'm like, I asked one of the kids, I'm like, so what happened? He was like, Cheyenne, or I don't know. I obviously don't remember. And he was like, yeah, you know, she killed her mom. I was like, and then I overheard, like, Zach, the girl that was actually crying, was like, her best friend and stuff like that. I was like, wow. I didn't expect to, you know, see that in my life.
Exactly.
You know? Scary.
It's very scary. Have you ever had somebody be murdered in your town before? Hey, Dutchy girl.
We don't have too much going on. We don't even have cops. We have a sheriff. I don't think we have a sheriff station. I think they cut that because of the budget. But we used to have sheriffs, but they're not like in town. They're like, when they're in town, you see all over Facebook that, you know, there's a cop in town. And it normally isn't, and it was crazy. We've had a couple things, but it's very few and far.
Right.
It was crazy.
Well, that's a horrible story. I mean, that really is a horrible, horrible story, and I'm sad to hear that. I don't know. When I hear stories like that, and I see those kinds of things on the news, I mean, you know, there's some days when you watch the news and it's all bad news. It's like, you know, 10 people were murdered, and it's like, you know, oh, this girl killed her mother, and you know, somebody robbed a bank and got murdered. And I mean, it's like some days like that, and those days like that just depress me because it's like, I don't understand the thing. Like, this is what I think. I guess I'm trying to say. I feel like humans are generally good people. I think we're generally, I mean, like naturally, innately. Good for the most part. Not everybody is, but I'm saying most humanity is. And so when someone does something like that, it just makes me it confounds me. I don't get, like I said earlier, how they get from point A to point B of actually murdering someone, their own parent or their daughter or son or anyone for that matter. And people who do that, you know, like you step on a bug. I mean, most people don't have any kind of remorse about that. I do. Like if I step on an ant or something, you know, and if I find a spider inside my house, I will put it in a glass and I will put it outside. Or, you know, because I don't want to kill it. And so I only kill things that are pests, like pests, you know, pests, but like beetles or something. But, so for someone like me, it's just bizarre that someone has in them that kind of hatred, and just the ability to actually take a human life. It's just, I don't know. I know it sounds like I'm like baffled by it, but I am. Every time it happens, I just wonder why someone would go that far. What would ever drive you to kill someone? Nothing could ever drive me to kill anyone except protecting myself or someone else, yes. But, I mean, that's the only way I would do it. And even then, I would just probably immobilize them if I could. Shoot them in the leg or foot or arm or something. But unless they kept coming at me like Jason or something, I'd shoot them a million fucking times. But, you know, I just couldn't do it. I have no – I'm not a hate-filled person. It's just weird to me. So, sad story. Very sad story. But what else did you do today? Did you go out with your mom today to dinner or whatever?
Yeah, we did.
What did you have to eat, and how did that go?
It went very well. I had a hamburger.
Yeah. Where did you go? Wendy's or something?
Junior.
You did? My mom actually said. It's funny, my mom today, we took her out to Outback Steakhouse because that's where she wanted to go. She said, and we were telling her about Carl's Jr. She said, we can go there. I was like, I'm so sure. But so you went to Carl's Jr. Oh, my God. So that's good. Did you, what did you have?
You can go anywhere. What do you want? I like the Western. I like the barbecue.
I've never had anything but the one I had, but I'm sure they're all really good, aren't they?
I don't like the $6 burgers because that's too much meat for me.
Too much meat?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That was the best part. Mmm. It was delicious.
I normally just get the regular. And so
I don't like fish, so. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't like fish either.
No, I was being—I was using that as a euphemism. But go ahead.
No, it's just like barbecue sauce with American cheese and onion rings. I also like to do. They have the bacon Swiss crispy, mm-hmm. and I don't like the ranch and stuff. So I'll just switch it to like a Western. Like I just put like barbecue sauce with the cheese and add onion rings and it's chicken.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Well,
everything's
cool.
good there, though.
Yeah, I figured it probably was. I mean, I've only had one thing there, but I figured it was. So how did you get along? Did you get along okay today with your mom?
Pretty much.
Good.
Didn't do anything.
Good.
Listened to music, and I started to watch Machete, and then I only watched, like, 2 minutes of it. And I'm like,
Is that a horror film?
Yeah. No, I didn't watch it.
Oh, yuck. Machete, please. They should just call it Friday the 13th. I mean, isn't he the one with the machete, or is it Michael that has the machete?
I think Michael Voorhees. I think it has, like, Jessica Alba and Lindsay Lohan in it. I heard it was really good, but...
Really? Oh, well...
It was, like, all animated. I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Oh, it's animated?
Like, sort of. Like, it's half animated,
oh, like,
half not.
Oh, like, sort of CGI'd or whatever, sort of, like,
yeah,
computer-generated? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm sorry. I just, like I told you before, I'm not into those kind of movies. But that's just me. Michael, my husband, would watch that. He loves horror films, but I don't. But speaking of films, though, I got a, I get almost all of my Netflix from streaming it, like on my TV or my TiVo or whatever. But I still have some that you can't get through streaming, so every once in a while I'll get discs in the mail. And like I told you last week, I got the Twilight one, the wrong one, whatever. So I ended up watching that on Saturday, the right one, The Eclipse. So I've seen all three movies now, and I enjoyed them all. I thought they were good, but apparently there's going to be another movie because of the way they ended it. But the other movie that came was one I completely forgot I actually even ordered, which called, which you probably have never seen and probably have no interest in seeing. It's called For Colored Girls. And it's by, what's his face? I can't remember his name. The dude that does... Yes, thank you. And so it was really good. I was really surprised. I thought it was going to be a really crappy movie, but actually it was really good. And but this horrible part, though, I'm going to ruin it for anybody who hasn't seen it, but you probably want to watch it anyway. There's this part where this one of the characters, it's like an ensemble cast, like Janet Jackson and a lot of the people, Whoopi Goldberg, whatever. And they are all come together because of this series of events. Anyway, one of the women in the movie, she has these kids, and one of the other women is a social worker. She comes to her house to consider removing them because the lady's neighbor, Felicia Rashad from The Cosby Show, had reported abuse in the house. Well, she goes to the house, meets the mom, whatever. The mom seems cool. Then she sees the dad. The dad's like fucking crazy and yelling and screaming and apparently just beat her up. And so she leaves because she has to go. She has an appointment. And she decides to deal with it the next day. And so later that day, though, she comes back because her boss sort of gets something from her house. She forgot because her boss is a bitch, which is Janet Jackson. And she picks it up. It's a piece of paper. And she's picking it up. And her husband, whom is like a war vet, whatever, and like a complete loser who doesn't even work because he thinks he can't get a job. He's an asshole. Anyway, he beats her up and everything. He beats her up like crazy. And he says... She's got her kids in her hands when she comes out of the bathroom. And she has them next to her real close. And he's sitting across the way from her. And the window's open. And he says, come here. And so the two kids come over to him, and she's real trepidatious about it. And then he says, marry me or whatever. She said, no, I'm not going to marry you because, you know, you've got issues, whatever, and I don't want to do that to my kids. He goes, what do you mean your kids? These aren't my kids, like that. And she's like, fuck you, bitch, like that. He picks up the kids and throws them out the window, essentially. And they're like on the seventh floor, and they land on the concrete, and everybody sees it. It was horrifying. But, I mean, it's a horrible movie. But it's really good because of the way it ends and comes together. But see, that's the kind of stuff. I mean, I know it sounds retarded or horrible, but I like movies that are like, I like dramas, I like comedies and things like that that have like plots and stuff. I mean, there's a lot more happening in that movie, obviously, but I'm just saying that's the only things that happen. But there, I like movies that have real, like, you know, substance, I guess. And so, like, horror movies are always just, like, the same fucking thing. That's why I don't like them. But
now
anyway.
I have to fucking watch it.
No. Well, now I've ruined it for you. Well, that's only one. I didn't ruin it for you, but it... That's just one of the scenes. Well, I mean, I was so horrified because actually before he throws them out the window, they're hanging there. He's holding them out. She's trying to stop him. And so everybody on the street in this neighborhood, it's in New York City, sees them. And they're all horrified because they don't know what the fuck to do because they're so far up. They can't do anything. And they're trying to get help. And one of the women's screaming for help, do something, do something. And so the whole time I'm like holding Michael's hand, like squeezing it. Like about to squeeze, and he's like, "Ow, ow, my hand!" And I'm like, "Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god!" That's how like I am. And I watch a movie, I get invested in it emotionally. It's like I put myself in the place of the people I'm watching. And so I was like, "So yeah." But anyway, on the edge of my seat. But it's the rest of the movie is really good. I won't tell you. There's a lot of stuff that happens, a lot of secrets that come out, and things that happen. But it's a good movie. So if you ever get bored, you can check it out sometime.
My gay like has it. I was like, whatever, you know. But so I know what it was. I just now I watch it.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing about movies too. I give movies a chance even if it's something I've never thought I would be interested in. That's one I didn't think I'd be that interested in. But you know, I put it on the list like I said like about 6 months ago or whatever, and it came today or yesterday, and so I watched it, and it was really good. And that's what I like to – I like to find movies I'm surprised by. And a lot of times I'm thinking, this is going to be shitty, and then it surprises me. Like Twilight movies. Like that's one of the examples. I was like, oh, I'm never going to watch a fucking Twilight movie. They fucking stupid kid movie, you know, whatever, about goddamn vampires. I don't give a shit about that shit. That's what was my – that's what was in my head, basically. And then I got – now I'm hooked on the fucking movies. So you never know what you're going to like until you give it a chance. So it's that way about everything in life, I think. So, have you heard from your guy?
Yeah.
You have? He called you?
He texted me.
He did? What did he say?
He asked me about the stabbing.
Oh, was that what he said? Okay.
I was like, someone has to die.
For you before. To call, all right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, you know, though, I think that actually, how old is he, by the way?
28.
Oh, he's 28? Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I started to say someone in your age group, that's sort of typical kind of behavior. I don't think, the way I feel is I don't think he sees anything wrong. I think he thinks everything's fine and cool and okay, you know, that's how I feel anyway about it. I think that's my feeling on the matter. So I don't think
I feel he felt... Sure.
Yeah, I don't think he felt like it would be weird for him to text you about the thing because he felt the thing was cool anyway, in his mind.
We texted each other at the same time.
You what?
We texted each other at the same time.
No, you didn't. One of you texted the other first. Was it him or you?
No, it was like literally at the same time.
Whose text went through first, yours or his?
I don't know.
I believe you.
No, because like... He, like, tweets about news and stuff because he's a cameraman. And so since I was in town, like, he was tweeting, and I was just like, I'm like, fuck it, I'm not going to tweet. I'm just going to fucking text him. And so, like, right at the same time as I sent mine, his pops up. I was like, the fire department's in town. Or he said something. I forget what it was. Let me get it. Let me pull this up for y'all.
Look at the timestamps. I want to know what the timestamps say.
Oh, no. Hold on. Moment. I got to find it. Like, I have so many damn text messages in my phone, right?
I do, too. I never throw them out. I never do. They're always there.
Let's see. Go back, bitch. What the fuck? Why are you being such a douchebag? Fucking Twitter, get the fuck off my phone. I do have to say, though, somebody was there and didn't talk to me. This is retarded. This is being so retarded right now. The guy that I told you I thought I saw the other day, my ex, he was there.
He was there?
And he didn't say anything.
Well, that's okay.
That was rude.
Yes, I agree, but, you know, whatever, he's an asshole.
Why won't this go back? Like, my... Oh, there you go. sorry. I was having technical difficulties. Let's see. Okay, can't say that out loud. Let's see, right at the same time, I said fire department is on scene. He texts me, is that where, if I tweeted, stabbing at, like, Monta Vista and, like, Merced. And so he was responding to my tweet, and I was just responding to him. He said, is that where the fire is, or the deputies, and I'm, like, fire department on scene. So we texted each other at the same point. And we were talking.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, of course someone would have to die.
Wow. Interesting. Well, like I said, you know, I think that
I feel better. I feel like it's not awkward now.
Right. And so I think that's, like I said, I think he doesn't really think there's anything up, so he's like, whatever, we're cool. So and that's how most guys are, straight guys especially. So you know, it doesn't surprise me that he texted you and contacted you, because that's, I'm sure that's what's going on in his head. So no biggie, no biggie at all. That's
I'm cool. Fine, cool. Cool off it. I just need some reassurance. And like yesterday, I totally went off on my straight coworker. And I wish I was a gay guy. I don't see the point, wait for it, vagina. And I don't see the point of boobs. And he's like, that's the greatest thing. It's the greatest feeling. I'm like, no, it's not, okay? It is not. Okay, I rather have a penis. You have to stand up and pee. You have no cramps or whatever. And he was like, I'm telling you, I'm just like spewing all this stuff out. I mean, like, I'd rather be a gay guy. And he's like, vagina's great. I was like, no, it's not. No, you don't have one.
That's why he thinks it's great, probably. the thing I have to say to you about that is I would never want a vagina. I told you that a million times. I told you I would never want to be a girl because of all the shit you'll have to deal with, not just menstrual cycles and all that kind of stuff, and having children, and also just living in a world full of misogyny and a patriarchal society where men rule and you always get paid less and all this other shit that goes down and thought of as less than and everything else. And so, no, I would never want to be a woman. I'm sorry. I have no interest in it, only because I know what you go through, because I grew up with women and I was raised by them, a lot of them. And I know them intimately, and I have a lot of friends who are women, of course, and so I know that it sucks in a lot of ways to be a woman. Now, it also is great in a lot of ways to be a woman. You have to think about the positive sides. You have a lot of power over men that you may or may not realize, mostly straight men. Sometimes gay men fall to that prey to that, but I'm not one of them, but some of them do. But
you know, I rule you. You know,
oh, please,
I'm the pantsless relationship.
Oh, please. Okay, if you want to believe that, that's fine. Anyway, I think that I just think, you know, there's positive sides to it, too. You get to live longer, generally speaking. Generally, you're in better health longer than men. You have a generally easier time of, you know, people open doors for you and, you know, cater to you more, that kind of stuff. I'm just saying generally, of course. And so, I mean, there's good things about being a woman, of course. I mean, but I would prefer to be a guy because I am a guy. And I don't know what it's like to be a woman because I'm not. I think I know from what I've been told and experienced, but I don't know, no. So I think I would prefer to be a guy, yeah. But there are plenty of women. There are plenty of women and men who would disagree with me. Like Robert Patterson, the guy who calls on the show sometimes, he obviously would disagree with me because he wants to be a woman. Because he's transgender, but I, you know, yeah, no, thank you. I'll stay a guy, and I'm happy to be. I mean, also, not to be like graphic about it, but I mean, guys always orgasm first of all. Women don't. That's the second thing. Women are so complicated, like down there in that just, that region. So every time a guy is having sex, he can come. A girl may not, and she may not orgasm or whatever. And that's got to suck, too. See, that's another reason it would suck to be a woman. You got to figure all this shit out. If a guy is just like, it's switch A, switch B, a woman's all this like huge, long, you know, 2,000-page manual you got to figure out, basically. Sometimes about yourself. So, you know, it's just women are a much more complex sex. Yes, absolutely. That's my feeling of the matter. So, okay, I'm going to take a quick break, if you don't mind, so I can get a drink. And I'll be right back. Be right back.
Girls can wear jeans and cut their hair short, wear shirts and boots. It's okay to be a boy. But for a boy to look like a girl is degrading. Because you think that being a girl is degrading. But secretly, you'd love to know what it's like, wouldn't you? What it feels like for a girl. Thank you.
Okay, so we are back in our last, how much time do we have? Actually, 20 minutes of the show. Me and Callie are talking. We'll go longer if we have something else to talk about. Where is she? Oh, crap. Like, where's my fucking switchboard? Oh, here it is. Sorry. Okay, Callie, you there?
I am her.
What else is going on? I don't know. Do you watch? You don't watch Celebrity Apprentice, do you, or anything like that?
I don't watch it right at.
Right,
coming
right
on.
Now. Well, see.
I know it's,
yeah,
I watch, like.
Yeah, we haven't seen it yet, and we watch it every week, usually live. But we watch The Amazing Race as well, and so it was a two hour Amazing Race tonight. So it ran over when Celebrity Apprentice was 3 hours tonight. And so it ran over that, and so the TiVo in the living room didn't record Celebrity Apprentice. It recorded Amazing Race, because it came on first. Anyway, so I have to wait to see the show, but I couldn't resist looking and seeing who got fired and stuff. So just tell me when you've seen it.
yeah.
What are your thoughts about the show so far this season, though? I mean, what you have seen so far up to this last episode?
I think Star Joan is a bitch. I hate
Thank
her.
Thank you. Amen. Mm-hmm.
I, like, totally hate her.
So do I.
Let's see. Meatloaf was cool. I hated Gary Busey.
Oh, me too.
Oh, my God. He was such a loser. I like NeNe Leakes. I don't watch The Housewives, like I've said on the show.
Right.
I don't watch The Housewives. But I really liked her. I thought she was really down to earth. I really liked her.
I agree completely. I do watch The Real Housewives, so I know her personality already. I've known it for 4 years, but she's a really she's pretty much a really down to earth person. She's not somebody who's gonna just like say one thing to your face and then say something else behind your back. If she doesn't like you, she will just, as you've seen, she will just tell you. So it's not like, you know, she's all fake like Star and manipulative and such a fucking bitch. I can't stand Star. But, I like NeNe Leakes. So far, I agree with you completely. I like NeNe Leakes. I can't stand Star Jones at all. Hate her. I can't stand Gary Busey. Right? I like Meatloaf. Mm-hmm.
Lil Jon. I didn't really get to see much of Lil Jon.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, the recent one I've seen was when Gary Busey got, like, kicked off.
That was two weeks ago, I think.
Yeah.
You missed, oh, my God, you missed last week's? Oh, my God, Callie, that was the best one because NeNe told Star off like no tomorrow. I mean, she let her have it. This is the biggest bitch slap I've ever seen on TV, okay? It was good TV. If you like drama, it was good. And she basically said to her, huh?
I love drama.
Yeah, you missed it. You should watch it online or something, because last week's episode was amazing. At least, if you're going to watch it, watch last week's episode and this week's episode, because I read what happens, because those are some drama-filled episodes. But, yeah, NeNe gave – because NeNe, the thing about NeNe is she will keep everything inside, and she will let you – you know, she will give you the benefit of the doubt for a while. After a while, she's had it, and she's had it with Star Jones last week. And she told her so. And she did not back down. And she's like, I'm going to take you down. I'm going to tell you. She said, where's Barbara Walters now? That's hilarious.
Is that what she said?
Yeah. I mean, she said a lot more than that and a lot more eloquently than I just did. But yes, she did say that. It was hilarious.
NeNe Leakes?
Yeah. She said that to Star Jones.
Okay. I was like, who said that?
Yeah, Star Jones. I mean, NeNe said Star Jones, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, but I like that show. I can't stand Donald Trump, but I like the show. I don't like him at all, really, but the show's good. We also watch, you don't watch any of The Real Housewives? There's so many of them. I know it's hard to keep up, but. Oh, I'm sorry, Dutchy girl. I know how you feel. I've had allergies, too. I know how you feel. Go ahead.
I don't like The Housewives. I just
You don't like drama, but you don't like The Housewives. Okay, well you're missing a lot of drama.
I tried to get into like Mob Wives, but no, I couldn't get.
That's not the same. That's very different than Real Housewives.
Because it's VH1 reality.
Yeah, I know. No, I just mean that the whole kind of concept is similar, but it's not the same caliber or type of people. It's just a different kind of feel. And of course, obviously, Mob Wives, hello. that's a little different. But I don't know. I like them all. I enjoy them. I like pretty much anything on Bravo I watch, except that stupid Pregnant in Heels show. I don't watch that.
Oh, my God. I watched that. I think I remember, like, after your show, I was, like, not tired, so I was staying up and watching stuff, and I like, watched one episode. I was like, what the fuck is this? I didn't understand it.
I know. They made fun of it this weekend on Saturday Night Live. They made fun of the way she talks. They were, like, making this lisp or something and this weird accent. I don't know. I don't know what that means because I haven't seen the show. I didn't really get it, but it was still funny. But, yeah, I just don't, you know, no, don't get it. I mean, when I even saw just what it was, because I do watch, Bethany Ever After. I do watch that because we like Bethany because she was on Real Housewives of New York a long time ago. But, that they used to promote it, that Pregnant in Heels on her show through advertisements or commercials. I call them advertisements. Michael makes fun of me because I say advertisements instead of commercials, but that's because I went to advertising school briefly. But anyway, so she, yeah, and so I was like, Pregnant in Heels, what the fuck is that? I have no interest, so I never even tuned in to see it. And there's another show now, what was it called? I can't remember, but there's like two or three shows on that channel I would just never watch, but whatever. So I just stay away from them. Have you ever seen the movie Mommy Dearest by any chance? Mommy Dearest?
Is it a scary one? It sounds like a scary one.
Well, it is scary, but unintentionally funny and campy. It's like, Mommy Dearest is about Joan Crawford. She was you know who Joan Crawford was or not?
Yes.
Okay. She was a famous, you know, actress in the 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever, 70s too. And, but she had a daughter. Her name is Christina. She adopted. She adopted four kids, and two of them were Christina and Christopher. Anyway, so when Joan Crawford died, her daughter wrote this book about her life with her mother, because her mother left her absolutely nothing, even though she had a fortune when she left, somewhat of a fortune. And so people thought she wrote it because she was just spited or mad because she didn't leave her money. But the truth is that she was abused. She was abused by she and her brother, all of their lives, and like beat up and, you know, all that kind of shit. Hold on. Excuse me, sorry. Allergies, Dutchy girl, I know what you're saying. So anyway, the movie, though, that was made about, it was made based on the book that Christina Crawford, her daughter, wrote. And it was supposed to be kind of a serious biopic about Joan Crawford's life. It's a really good and interesting movie, even if you know who she is or not, or you like her. But it became this really campy thing because the woman who plays her, Faye Dunaway, is so over the top in the whole movie. It just became this gay classic. It's like this gay, like, camp, like, cult movie. And so that's what Mommy Dearest is. So if you ever get bored, another movie to watch is Mommy Dearest. It's old. It's like from 82 or something. But it's interesting. It's a true story, so you might like it. But there's just one scene in it, which everybody knows about Joan Crawford and Christina Crawford, is that one night Joan Crawford's she goes on one of her tears, or her night terrors, as Christina called it. And she went into – Joan Crawford wanted everything perfect, literally. Everything had to be perfect. I mean, like, obsessively. She probably was obsessive compulsive disorder and probably also bipolar. But nobody knew those things then. But anyway, so she came into her room one night. She was sleeping, Christina was, and she was going through her closet. And she had all of her clothes, perfect, beautiful, $1,000 dresses or whatever – hung perfectly in her closet on hangers, because that's the way she told the help to do it. And she came across, and they were all in these like padded, frilly hangers. And she came across one wire hanger, which was from the cleaners. And she goes ballistic. And so there's this whole phrase, it says no wire hangers from the movie and the book. And that's where it comes from. So if you want to know what I'm talking about, sometime watch it. It just make you crack up. It's hilarious. So. Mommy Dearest, yes, but with Faye Dunaway. It's funny.
I'm adding that to my Netflix.
You should. I mean, it's not something you're supposed to laugh at, but gay guys watch it because it's so hilarious and she's such a badass. But anyway, it's kind of sad too, though, in a way, because, you know, she lived this long life and this she was always searching for perfection, and she was never perfect herself, of course, and she always basically had two selves. She had herself that she presented to the world, and then her real self that her family and people knew. So it's kind of sad too, but check it out.
See, this is why. This is like, you know, one of those old people things, but you should check it out. It's fun. Oh, my God.
Old people things.
Yeah, hats that the princesses are wearing at the...
Oh, my God.
See them? What?
Oh,
my God. Yes, what the fuck? I mean, Princess Beatrice and Princess Eugene? Okay, whatever. I don't even know who they are, really. Paula Abdul. They what?
They're not getting protection. I guess they're Prince Albert or Andrew or whatever.
Oh, Monaco. Okay, yeah. Okay. Prince Andrew. Yeah.
They don't get protection, and then Paula's going to be like the next X Factor judge.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. What else is on here? Ooh, Brandon Davis is kind of cute, but kind of gross. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know who he is, but he's kind of cute. Let's see. Who else is on
here?
He's
like a drug addict.
I said he's kind of gross. Hello. I said he's kind of cute, but kind of gross. The guy that plays Thor, Chris Hemsworth. He's cute. I like him. Lady Gaga. Okay.
What do you think of Judas? Like, the video.
We discussed it. Oh, the video? Michael and I watched it, and I didn't really understand it. I mean, I don't understand a lot of her shit because, you know, she's kind of high art. But I mean, I understood it, but I didn't really get why she chose to do it that way. I think she could have done something a little more interesting. But I thought it was the motorcycles, and, you know, it was obviously she was stuck between two guys. This is what I got from the video. One was Judas, who was going to betray Jesus, and one was Jesus, and she was like Jesus's woman, Mary Magdalene or whatever. And she was taking care of Jesus, but she really was in love with Judas, and she was stuck between the two, didn't know what the fuck to do. And she, even though she knew he was going to betray him, she couldn't betray her God as well as her lover. So that's what I got out of it. She was torn between the two. That's what I got. What did you get out of it, if anything?
What the fuck is this biker shit? Like, you know, like, the disciples, I got that part. But then again, I was like, what the fuck is this biker shit?
I know. The beginning was, that's what I'm saying. The rest of the video I kind of got, like I was saying, you know, the whole Jesus shit, whatever, towards the middle and the end. But the beginning, the biker stuff, I didn't really get the parallel with what she was talking about at all. I didn't get it either, so... You weren't alone in that. I mean, all of her videos I've gotten, for the most part, but that was weird. And also, I didn't like the Born This Way video either that much. I thought it was kind of weird and stupid, but I don't know. You know, she is what she is.
I think she's just doing it for fun.
Well, I think that Judas, I actually said to myself the other day, that Judas was really more about her trying to shock people than about good music or a good message. You know what I mean? I think it was more about her trying to be shocking than making good music. That's what I said to myself. And so she kind of ended up making something sort of mediocre and weird, and nobody really likes the song that much. So, I mean, some people love the song. I don't know why. I mean, it's okay. It's kind of catchy in a little sort of way, but I'm really not really a fond of it, actually. So.
Yeah, I think Glory, if something comes out now, or like in Monday or some shit, I saw online.
Glory of what?
A new single. Glory of
another one already?
Yeah.
Good Lord. She just released Judas like a month ago or less than that. I don't know. God.
I don't think it's doing very well.
Oh, she's following it up. I see. That makes sense. Ricky Martin. Go ahead.
We don't. It's okay. It's fine. Look at the loveliness, the edge of glory. I'm assuming that's a song.
Yeah, I saw that briefly. I didn't read the whole thing, but I saw that on there. I guess it's a song. Oh, I don't know when the whole album. I just want to hear the whole fucking album. So if she's gonna release the album like this week, so I can hear the whole thing, or is she gonna release a single every day? I mean, I don't know what she's doing, but whatever. Usually they release a single, maybe two, and then they release the album. Not like single. That's weird, but. It is her.
The album comes out on the 23rd of May.
Oh, it does? So that's, what is today? The 9th? So about 2 weeks. Oh, so 2 weeks from today. Okay. Okay, well, good. Do you watch Modern Family by any chance? You probably don't. What do you watch on TV? That's not that's not reality-based, I mean.
Goodness, what do I watch? I watch SVU. Special Victims Unit. I'm addicted to that. I like NCIS. I watch The Secret Life of American Teenager. I used to watch One Tree Hill.
What's Secret Life of an American Teenager? What's that?
It's about, like, teenagers having kids. It's basically Teen Mom, but scripted.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's basically Teen Mom, but scripted. They have a new one. It's called, like, Switch at Birth. Mm-hmm. I think it's coming out in June. That looks really good. I'm thinking to get that. I watched Melissa and Joey. That's on ABC Family. God, I'm watching all.
Isn't that over? Isn't it like?
I don't think it is.
Oh, it still comes on. Oh my God, wow.
The season is it was over, but it got picked up for another season.
Okay. So Joey Lawrence and what's her face, Melissa? What's her name, Melissa?
Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah, are both on that show.
Mhm.
See, ABC Family makes me ill because most of the shows on there are like therapy and like Full House shit, and I don't like that. But anyway, it's just me.
I love Full House.
Oh, my God. I grew up watching that stupid show in the 90s, and of course, I liked
me
it then, too.
Too.
I watched it then, too, in the 90s, but now I'm an adult, and I find it to be sugary sweet. I don't like it. It's too sweet.
I don't watch it now, but...
No, it's okay if you do, but I'm just saying I don't like it.
I don't even know. It's not even on. I don't even know when the reruns are.
Oh, I'm sure it does somewhere, but I don't know. I never thought it just was never a very good show. Like, some shows are classic shows you can go back and watch over and over, like I Love Lucy for me, or Bewitched, or, you know, The Golden Girls, or whatever shows I love that I can watch over and over and never get tired of. But that's just not one of them for me. I just find it to be, but, you know, whatever. Whenever.
I normally watch Gossip Girl and One Tree Hill, but I haven't kept up with those in a while.
You're such a product of the millennium, I tell you.
Sorry, I know.
It's okay. You can help who you are. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying you definitely are of your generation. It's just funny to me to hear the shows you watch.
Yeah.
It's cool. Go ahead.
I like a lot of news stuff. I watch a lot of news, like CNN and Fox and, like, news shows. Gossip, like, celebrity entertainment, I watch a lot of that. Scripted shows. Right now I'm in a point where I don't watch a lot of scripted shows. I only watch a couple shows. I don't know. I think it's because I hate when I watch something and I can't watch it, like, if I miss, like, an episode or two because I don't have TiVo.
Yeah.
And so I was like, fuck it, and I can't watch it online because video totally whores my laptop. So I was just like, whatever. And I'm like, eh. And that's why I kind of, like, stopped. And I stopped watching movies. I just have been, like, in this zone where I haven't watched or did anything.
It's just been internet.
But I go through points like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't, that's funny to me because, you know, I grew up on television just like most people, and to me it's hard to not imagine my life without TV. I mean, I just love TV. I love the entertainment industry. I love entertainment, music, television, movies, film, theater. I mean, anything arts related I love. So I love these, you know, that genre, television. So I know people who don't even have TVs now, and they don't watch anything. But and if they do watch anything, they watch it on the internet only. And to me, it's just so strange because I don't know. Why would you watch it on the internet when you can watch it on TV? To me, it's weird. I don't know. That's just me. But that's because I'm old, like I said. Let's
Whatever.
See. What TV shows do I watch? Did you watch Lost when it was on, or was that not your thing? Some people like it. Some people didn't.
My friend that you know watched it. I was like, and I would always make fun of him.
Did you watch it in the beginning or not? Did you ever see an episode or not?
I've seen a couple episodes. I didn't watch it, like, religiously.
Yeah.
But, like, he would watch it, and he's like, you have to watch Lost. I'm like, whatever. Okay.
Well, it's not one of those shows. I mean, I watched the very first episode in, like, 2005. And so if you watch it from the very beginning, it makes a lot more sense. It's one of those shows you have to watch in the beginning to really get. But
If you don't, if you come in the middle, it's like, no. Like, I have a friend, her name's Kathy. She actually, you remind me a lot of her, by the way. You all have the same kind of temperament and personality. It's funny. But anyway, and she's the one I told you she's single and never got married and wants kids and blah, 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 and always hangs out with gay guys, you know. So anyway, she said, we tried to get her to watch it, and she's like, I don't get this. I'm totally lost. she's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, and what the hell is that smoke thing? And she's like, I don't understand. And so it's like most people we tried to get to watch it are the same way. So I get it. I mean, I get why you can't get into it, but it's over now anyway.
I thought the main guy was hot. No, wait, that was Prison Break. My bad.
Wentworth Miller?
Yeah.
You know Wentworth Miller is biracial? He's half black and half white.
I did not know that. I knew he was something. I knew he was just not all white, because that's right. Pretty.
No, he's actually half black and half white. Yep, isn't he? Isn't that interesting? And a lot of people didn't know that, but he is. He actually did a movie about it with Anthony Hopkins. It was real serious, but it was real good. But anyway, he's cute. I like him. He's gay too, by the way. Did you know that? If you didn't know he was biracial and you didn't know he was gay, wow. He's totally gay. I mean, like, everybody knows he's gay. I mean, I thought you knew, but apparently not. In Hollywood, no, he's gay. I know he's gay through Chad, the guy I used to date, who was my friend for a long time. And also, there's rumors about it everywhere, but he is gay. Yes, he is gay. And he is biracial. So now you know. So now you know you don't have a chance with him in hell.
I just don't have a penis. This damn vagina of mine.
I know.
What am I going to do?
What do you mean?
Just kidding.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You just need to find a
guy. What am I going to do, man? What am I going to do?
Vagina, this is the bane of my existence. I know. I'm sorry. It is what it is. All right. I'm going to play one more song. We're going to come back, talk for about 10 more minutes, and then wrap it up, and then see what song do you want to hear?
Love me. I don't know.
Yes, I do. I just, I don't know.
No, you don't.
Nobody's listening.
Okay.
It's like we're basically on a phone call, so what's the point? You know, basically, we're talking, which I don't need to be on the air to talk to you, so whatever. Let's see. Pick a song that you know I may have that you'd like to hear quickly.
Pink.
Pink? Okay. I have two pick songs. You want the one that I says? You probably want that one. Okay. I'll be right back.
The old one.
Yeah.
All right, so we're back with Callie. Callie, you're on.
Maybe.
PD of LA is in the chat room. He says he's nervous because of the 13-year-old girl in the room. Dutchy Girl 13 is her name. She's not 13 years old, PD. Hello. She's actually like 22 or something. She has a boyfriend who's an asshole. She's told us about him before. I say he's an asshole.
Wasn't his name like common too?
Who? Her boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe. That's funny. Anyway, I don't know, PD, but she's not 13, so sorry. She actually works as a auditor, a night auditor at a hotel, so she's not 13. Anyway, so we have about 21 minutes left in the show. So we were talking earlier about Paula Abdul doing X Factor. Do you still watch American Idol or not?
I've never watched American Idol.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind. I was going to ask you what you thought about her being on the X Factor, but since you don't know, do you like Paula Abdul or dislike her, or you don't care either way?
She's crazy.
Yes, she is. Did you ever see her reality show about 3 years ago called Your Girl, Forever Your Girl, Paula, or whatever?
Mm-mm. I saw, like, she had a dance show, and I watched some of it, but not a lot.
Now it's on VH1. Hey, Joker, how's it going? It was on VH1, actually. But that was a reality series about her life, and it was, you know, it really showed how kooky she is. She's really little.
It's crazy. She is crazy.
Well, she says she has back pain, and major back pain because she had an injury, right, from dancing, and that she takes meds for, you know, pain medication. It makes her a little loopy. You saw the whole video when she's being interviewed and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's what she said the deal was. So I don't know, that could be true. I don't know if it is or not, but it could be true. It could be true. Anyway.
I just think she's just a mild form of, like, Lindsay Lohan.
She's a mild form. I don't think she's anywhere near the Lindsay Lohan, you know, the Lindsay Lohan echelon of craziness. I'm sorry. I just don't. I think Lindsay Lohan is about, like, out of the echelon, she's like the ninth level. Paula's maybe a 7. Charlie Sheen's probably a 9.5.
Winning!
Yeah, exactly. He's a little crazy. He's either crazy like a fox or he's really crazy. I think he's probably just really crazy. So I'm not sure which.
I think it's all staged.
Well, that's why I said he's like crazy like a fox or he's really crazy. So you think he really just knows what he's doing and he's just doing it to get publicity. Yeah.
Oh,
that
yeah.
could be true. That could be true. I mean, who knows? Maybe he is. But I guess it'd be pretty smart of him since he's made like millions of dollars off of it. The stupid things he's been doing. I mean, that's kind of – I would never pay money to go see Charlie Sheen. Give me a break.
Yeah.
What?
I don't get that either.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Like, he's my idol. I'm going to model my life after the man and just want to see him be a train wreck. I guess people just want to see him, like I said, be a train wreck, and that's why they go and shit, you know, whatever. Whatever. Anyway. Well.
Who is your favorite hot mess, celebrity-wise?
let me think a second. There's so many to choose from. well, I wouldn't say, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, there's so many, but I can't think of them all. There's Charlie Sheen, there's Lindsay Lohan, there's Paula Abdul. Who else could we put in the mix here?
Paris
Hilton. Yeah, she's low key compared to the rest of them.
Britney Spears.
Oh, Britney. I think Britney kind of. Oh, God. Well, I can't stand him, so he couldn't be my favorite anything. I'm sorry. I think Britney would be it because it cracks me up. Because it's like when she did it twice, you know, now in the past like 5 years or 4 years or whatever. When she first did her comeback album and she did the MTV or whatever music awards, she came out on the stage. And, yeah. And she also,
horrible.
Yeah. And she was just didn't give a shit. And then she did it again recently. On this next album, she didn't look as bad as people said she looked bad. I didn't think she looked bad, but people did. But she was bitter or whatever. But she just didn't give a shit. She just doesn't put anything into it. So it makes me laugh whenever I see her because she just doesn't care. It's like, yeah, I'm here. I'm Britney Spears. All I have to do is be here. I'll make my, you know, $10 million, you know, whatever. I mean, she doesn't give a shit. So, and
I don't know. I just can't imagine having her as a mother or anything. So I think she's probably my favorite. If I had to pick a favorite, what about you?
She's my favorite. Like when she like. Oh,
really?
Yeah, when she went crazy and they took her out of the house in an ambulance and like.
Yes.
What else? She like shaved her head.
Yes.
And she like went after some paparazzi with an umbrella. And then she fucked up on MTV.
And she, everybody saw her twat.
Yeah.
It's a horrible word, I know, but I'm sorry. It's just how I refer to hers, but for some reason. But go ahead.
I think she's the coolest hot mess. Like, if I had to choose to hang out with any of the crazy asses, it's all good.
Go ahead.
If I had to choose to pick any crazy ass to, like, hang out with, it would be definitely her. White trash all day, man. We'll get some Cheetos and some Starbucks at the 7-Eleven.
She always has her goddamn Starbucks cup in her hand with her fucking Frappuccino. I know, it's hilarious.
What kind is it, anyways?
God, sorry. Oh, my God. Fucking allergies are so fucking bad. I hate Texas. It's so bad. You know, people literally develop allergies sometimes when they move to Texas. It's so bad. People who've never had them in their whole life come here and that it can develop allergies. It's just crazy. It's crazy, yeah. And so I'm miserable. I have fucking Claritin. I need to take some when I'm off the show in a few minutes. But anyway, yeah, I mean, she's out there. And I just think she's, I guess because she was sort of a kid star and, you know, Mickey Mouse Club, and then she became, you know, had her own hits and everything. But she's not an artist. You know what I mean? She's not an artist. She's a star. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's not somebody who really works on her craft as a dancer or as a singer or writes songs or is into the artistic side or the emotional side of music. She's only into making money, being famous, being a star, but having the lifestyle, whatever. And that's the difference between her and, you know, Madonna or Lady Gaga or people who are more famous than she is or as famous as she is. So I think she just kind of just got into it because it was what she knew, and now she just doesn't really give a shit. I mean, that's just the attitude. Go ahead.
She was kind of forced into it, I think.
Was she?
You know? Yeah, by her parents. And so, like, this is the only thing she knows. Like, this bitch can go to work at Burger King. Everyone's going to be like, oh, my God, it's Britney Spears. You know? She can't have a normal job. She can't walk on the street and us not be like, oh, my God, it's Britney. Like,
right.
She can't have McDonald's or work as a secretary or do something normal. She has to be this pop star.
Sorry, God.
OMG.
I'm telling you. Well, my mother, by the way, FYI, my mother and I have this really loud sneeze. I mean, my mother's is much louder than mine, but my mother's is like, she can be in across, like, you know, a 3,000 square foot house all the way to the other side of the house. You can hear her sneeze. It's like, it's like really loud and really non-demure. It's hilarious. And mine's loud too. And so it's not like it's intentional. It just happens to be loud. So I apologize to everybody listening that my allergies are taking over tonight. I would like to know what would have happened if Britney Spears had been like normal. Like, would she be like living in a trailer and, you know, with, you know, a half shirt on and Daisy Dukes and, you know, I think that's really what she would be like. I don't think she would be the Beverly Hills living woman she is now. I just don't see her being that successful. I really don't. But that's just my opinion. My point is I don't find her to be that intelligent. I'm not saying she's stupid, like just dumb. I'm just saying I don't find her to be that. Even intelligence, not even the word. Savvy. Like, she's not business savvy. She obviously isn't that smart about business because she would actually take her business seriously and know that when she fucks up and she doesn't give a shit about what her performance is and her fans and things like that, then she's really shooting herself in the foot. Her career and all the other shit she does to fuck up her own career. So I don't find her to be that you know, like Madonna, and I'm just using these two people as an example. Madonna and Lady Gaga are very savvy business women. They know what they're doing. They know how to market themselves. They know what how to make people want them and be around them and listen to music or whatever. And that's what you have to be, I think, to be a good business person, whatever business you're in. But if in the show business, my God, you've got to give a good fucking performance or nobody's going to come back and see you again. So I just wanted to be.
That's what's great about Britney is that she's just such. She lip syncs. We all know she lip syncs. Yeah, we go see her. I don't see her in concert, but, you know, people go see her in concert and shit. And, like, in when she did a free San Francisco thing, like, it was horrible. But, you know, her tour is, like, sold out already.
That's my point, though. She doesn't sing for real. I mean, because she sings her own tracks. Either she sings live to her own track or she lip syncs, okay? So you're going to see her lip sync or sing to her own track or... And she doesn't perform at all very well. She just half-ass performs. Then what the fuck is the point of going to see the bitch in a fucking concert in the first place? I mean, you can just listen to her goddamn music then. Because at least with Madonna, she can't sing that well sometimes. She sings better now than she used to, but she can't sing that well. But she almost always sings live now. But for the longest time, she lip-synced. And I was okay with that because she's an excellent, amazing performer. And that made up for anything she was lip-syncing. And the same with Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga writes her songs, and she actually sings live every time. And she's a great performer. So Britney doesn't have any of that shit going for her. So that's what I'm saying. What the fuck is the point? What is the point, you know?
People send hundreds and hundreds of dollars to see this bitch.
I think they're crazy. I'm sorry. I just don't get the allure. I mean, look, her music, I think she has some really good music. Her earlier music, like, you know, Baby, Hit Me Baby One More Time and shit like that, and that kind of stuff, that was good. Because anybody could have, but the thing is, anybody could have made that song and been famous. It could have been me. I could have made that fucking song and when I was, you know, that age, and I could have been fucking famous. You could have done it. Anybody could have, that song was so good, and those kind of songs that she made early on were so, like, pop sensational that it didn't matter who made it, they were going to be an icon. Now, of course, the fact she's beautiful and all that stuff helps, obviously, but I'm just saying that, you know, it's not that she's a great, let's not say it really, she's not a great artist, she's just a star, that's all. And so I just don't find her to be something, you know, special. And I would never spend, I may spend $45 to see her if I was bored one night, that's about it. I'm sorry.
No, not unless I get less shit for free.
What?
If I could, I wouldn't see her unless I got that shit for free.
Yeah, I would have to be, like I said, really bored. I agree. I'd have to be really bored to pay to see her. But if I got it for free, I probably would go, yes. I mean, if I got it for free, I'd go. Just because it's something to do. But that's just me. Anyway, PD of LA says, why you got to bring up Madonna just because I'm here? Ha, ha, ha. No, I bring her name up almost every night, so... I work it in there one way or the other. Not really, but pretty much. No, Dutchie Girl is working, and Callie's talking. Joker is maybe listening. I'm not sure she's really listening or not. And so that's why it's just you in the chat room talking to yourself. You can talk. You can talk to me via chat. Type away. Tell me what's going on with you. You've got 9 minutes. So tell me what is going on, and I will respond live on the air. You're live on the air with Donovan.
Live. Dude. I should go out and do something, like go to Taco Bell again.
Oh, my God. You should. Where could you go, though? I don't know where you go. There's nowhere for you to go. Madonna. What about Madonna? Oh, you don't like Madonna? Whatever. You're an asshole. You yourself said you would fuck her if she was, you know, you would have fucked her when she was 30 or 40 years old. You told me that. So get over it. Go ahead. Sorry, Callie.
Okay. Dream chat. No, I don't know. I should go to McDonald's.
I wish it weren't so late. I'd prank call somebody on the air. That'd be fun. But I can't think of anybody to prank call. I mean, I don't know anybody who's up this time of the day. So it's like, one time I called you to get the PSN back online. What's that? Public service? The what? What's the PSN? I'm sorry, I'm a little loopy, so I don't know what you're talking about. PD.
ESPN?
He says, Icon, you need to get the PSN back online. I don't know what he's talking about.
Penis Survey Network?
Maybe. It could be that. PlayStation Network. I'm not on. I don't have PlayStation, so I'm confused. Is that a joke or something? Because I don't understand. I'm sorry.
I didn't know that you were a gamer.
Well, I have a Wii, but I never play it. I mean, I play it occasionally, like once maybe every couple months. I'll get on there for a minute. That's about it. But I don't have a PlayStation at all. I have a Wii, so sorry. What are you talking about, though? I don't even understand what you're talking about. No, I don't. I didn't even know what you were talking about. I don't have a PS3. No, I have a Wii. I just told you. I have a Wii too. So I don't have a PS3. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
The PSN has been down since April 4th. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Have you had nothing to do since April 4th? Is that what you do all day? Is play the PlayStation Network? I know you work, don't you? Oops, April 20th. Oh, that's because of the credit card thing. Isn't that Sony? That's what that's about. It's because Sony and the credit card thing, the scandal, or not scandal, but somebody was hacking into their system and stealing the credit cards of their subscribers, and that's why it's down, PD. I'm sure you know that, though. Black Ops. Oh, I've never played that game either, sorry. I do like Call of Duty. I do play that on my computer, though. I don't play it on the Wii. I play it on my computer. It's fun. I haven't played it in a long time, but I do play it. I also played The Sims 3 game, which I know is retarded, and I'm a total nerd, but I don't care. I played that since I was, like, since 1999. Not the same game. I mean, the earliest version of it. So I play The Sims occasionally if I have nothing better to do, which is rare. You have heard about it even though you don't have one. Black Ops or the problem with the credit cards are you talking about? See, it's weird talking to somebody in the chat room like this because I have to wait for your response. So Black Ops is Call of Duty. Okay, well, I have the last Call of Duty I have is Modern Warfare. I don't have Black Ops, so maybe I need to get Black Ops then and play it on my computer later. Maybe I'll do that. I bet I can download it from the App Store, which is only available on Macintoshes everywhere, where you can download your software instantly without having to wait for it to be shipped to your home. Go to, online now to the App Store. anyway.
OMG.
Okay, well, look, Callie, I appreciate you calling, hanging out with me tonight on my abbreviated show. I just thought I'd have a show because I was bored and not bored. I don't know. I felt compelled to have a show for some reason, so I had one, and I appreciate you hanging out with me as usual. You're always there. You're always there when I need you, and I just really appreciate it. I really do. I mean, it means
you're
so
welcome.
Much to me. Okay, well, anyway.
We had a moment.
Oh, we did. Yes, we did. Dutchy girl, thank you for coming as usual. And I'm sorry you're having allergy issues. I feel your pain, so hopefully we'll get over it. Joker, I am, if you're still listening, which I don't think you are. I appreciate you coming anyway. And PD of LA, good to see you again. Come back whenever you like. And I'll be back tomorrow, most likely, if I have nothing better to do, because I don't like to waste my time with this goddamn thing. But people need me sometimes, and I'm here for them when they need me. So good night, everybody. I'll see you later. Good night, Callie. I'll talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door, the right support.